Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. In today's gospel passage from Mark chapter 7, our Lord Jesus is once again criticized by the Pharisees and some of the scribes, this time for allowing his disciples to eat with unclean hands. St. Mark explains to his readers that the Pharisees were scrupulously observant of numerous Jewish ritual purifications. For example, the careful washing of hands, cups, jugs, kettles, and beds. Jesus had to correct the Pharisees, not for their scrupulous observance of so many external purifications, but for limiting themselves to a purely external purity, and all the while neglecting the interior purity so necessary to please our Lord. They missed the point entirely. Our Lord would have us understand that to be truly pure, we must be pure from the inside out. We must first be clean in heart and soul. In the first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, Moses exhorted the Israelites to observe the commandments of the Lord and to add nothing nor subtract anything from them. Observing the commandments would be sufficient to lead the Israelites to justice, to becoming truly wise, peaceful, and happy. It would lead them to the promised land. Many centuries later, the Pharisees would add to God's law, various and numerous ceremonial precepts, and they would take away from the law its heart and essence, giving more attention and importance to the external and little or nothing to the internal. Jesus therefore corrected the Pharisees with these words: "You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." Purity, wisdom, holiness can only be achieved in God and by fulfilling his commandments, his holy will. Of course, our Lord Jesus would have us be pure and clean on the outside, externally. Being dirty or filthy is not virtuous in itself. But this exterior cleanliness and purity would have no value unless we were also pure and clean on the inside, internally. In fact, the exterior of man utterly depends upon his interior. That which is within, hidden in the heart and soul, sooner or later manifests itself externally, in bodily actions, for example, and various external deeds or works. Our Lord illustrates this in various ways in the Gospels with the comparison, for example, of the tree and its fruit. As he said, "You know the tree by its fruit. A good tree bears good fruit, a bad tree bears bad fruit." For this reason, Jesus makes the conclusion in today's Gospel passage: "Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." And then he lists those various vices and sins, such as evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, etc. All these evils, our Lord says, come from within, and they defile. The interior life of man is therefore of primary importance, for it decides and determines his external life. Dear brothers and sisters, we need to avoid the error of the Pharisees, that of a certain externalism, of a purely external religious piety. At the same time, though, we need to avoid the opposite extreme, that of a certain internalism or angelism, we might call it, a purely interior religious piety. True religion must combine the two, respecting and building upon human nature as it is, as God made us, that is, with a spiritual and a material nature, forming the one nature that we have of human nature. We are formed by soul and body, united in one nature. And with this we learn in good philosophy. So we not only have a soul and body, but more accurately, we are our soul and body. Therefore, we need to cultivate not only our interior life, as in prayer, but also carry out concrete deeds of religion, that is, of charity and of mercy. St. James, in today's second reading, reminds us that religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, that is, deeds of mercy, of charity, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. True religion must touch and transform our whole being, our whole lives. Unfortunately, this isn't always the case. Perhaps in our own lives, too, we have not always realized this. No wonder among many in the world there is an aversion and maybe even a hatred towards supposedly religious persons. As the saying goes, the corruption of the best is the worst. And religious people are the ones at times that give religion a bad name. Hypocrisy among Christians is perhaps the greatest obstacle for the church's mission of bringing all souls to Christ and to his church. And yet still today, our Lord Jesus calls us, commands us, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. The church and the world need one thing more than any other, perhaps, saints. That we as Christians be Christian, 100% Christian, inside and out, always and everywhere, to be good, holy, saintly Christians. Today, every day, we ask our Lord, through the intercession of Our Lady, Queen of all saints, for that grace to become a saint ourselves and to make saints, lead others to saintliness. Praise be Jesus and Mary.